Now, last week we looked at Luke 24 as we celebrated Easter and the resurrection of Jesus. And we are right in the middle of our study of Romans. This week we'll be in Romans chapter 8, and we'll talk about life and the Spirit and how that's different, and everything is different because of Jesus. I love chapter 8, verse 1. It says, "Therefore there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ." And I want us to remember that in our situation right now, and a lot of us are frustrated with our current set of circumstances. We're frustrated mentally, physically, we're tired of being in our homes, and we want to get back to a sense of normalcy. But today, I want to remind you a few truths that we find in Scripture that might lift our spirits a little today and encourage us. You know, there are a few truths that we need to remember during difficult times that we find in the heart of the Word of God. Let me ask you a question. What is the church? Really, what is the church? A lot of times we characterize the church as a building or a place where we go and worship. But at heart, the church is not a building. It's a body. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst?" We have to understand, especially during difficult times like this where we can't gather at a building, that building, that location that we go to worship is not the church. You are the church. I am the church. And we can still be the church in our homes, in our neighborhoods. We see in John, and Jesus tried to remind his disciples about the Spirit that would come and give us comfort. When the Spirit of truth comes, John 16, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He tried to comfort his followers of the Spirit that would come, the Comforter that would come and guide them. This week, as we do Bible study together, as you read in Romans chapter 8, you're going to look into the implications of life in the Spirit. So our focus in the moment, our primary focus should be found in Colossians chapter 3. "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." Guys, if we look at the early church and we saw how the church grew, being led by the Spirit, and as the disciples shared the good news of salvation about Jesus, we see how the church grew. We see that they gathered together and they ate and they worshiped and they prayed and they read the Word of God. They studied Scripture together. And we can get frustrated now because we can't do some of those things. But in times like this, we need to focus on what we can do, the ways we can be productive and grow closer to Him. And a few ways we can do that is singing together. We can gather in our family groups. We can share with our neighbors. We can call our friends and our family over the phone and talk on social media. And we could sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs together. We can study the Word of God together. We can devote ourselves to times of meditation and study in the Word of God. We see in Acts chapter 5 that every day, the early church in the temple and from house to house, they didn't cease teaching and preaching about Jesus. Guys, we can still do that today, even though we're not in a building. We can gather in our homes and we can study the Word of God and we can share the good news of Jesus with our neighbors around us. That hasn't changed. It was true then and it is true today. You know, I'm reminded of one of the foundational, the core scriptures we find in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6, where we find the Shema, where it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Therefore, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments I give to you today to be on your hearts." And what should we do with these commandments? We should impress them upon our children. We should talk about them when we sit in our homes and when we walk along the road and when we lie down and when we get up. We should tie them as symbols on our hands and bind them on our foreheads and write them on the door frames of our houses and our gates. This truth of Scripture doesn't change. Just because we cannot gather in a building, we can still represent Christ in our communities by devoting ourselves to the teaching, by spending time in the Word of God, by sitting alone and listening to God's voice. I challenge you during these difficult days when we can so easily become frustrated with our circumstances to take time to dive deep into the Word of God. Use the time that you have as focused attention to develop a deeper relationship with the Father. Because the truth is, this season will pass. It will come and go. And we will go back to a sense of normal living. And the question is, what will you have done with the time that you've been given? And we've been given an opportunity to invest in relationships with our families and to go deeper with God in isolation. So I encourage you today to spend time in the Word of God. Study the Word of God with your family, read it together, and invest in that time wisely and develop a deeper relationship with Him. We're going to have an opportunity coming out of this time of quarantine. We're going to have an opportunity to invest in our community and do real ministry in our neighborhoods. So use right now, use the moments that we have right now to prepare yourself for the ministry that will take place when this season has ended. Soon, very soon, we'll be able to gather again. Then we will break bread, then we will eat, and we'll praise God, and we will invest in community with one another. But right now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to spend time in the Word. Get to know God on a deeper level. Invest in that time with your family as you study the Word together and talk about it when you walk up and down the street, when you hang out in your front yard. Take an opportunity. Seize the moment to be on mission in your house and in your neighborhood and to invest in a deeper relationship with God. Guys, just because we're not in a building worshiping doesn't mean we cannot be on mission where we are. It doesn't mean that we cannot grow deeper in relationship with Jesus. So let's take full advantage of the time that we're given. Let's study the book of Romans together. Let's read the Word of God together. And let's seize the opportunity to live in community however we can during these days. We wanted to encourage you today and just give you a chance to look into our houses and worship with us where we are. And we hope you've been blessed. Let me pray for you. And then I want to draw some application points for us today. Some things you can put into practice as you go from today and try to live for Jesus in your day-to-day life. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us. You've given us to worship you. And Father, I pray that as we are sitting in our homes and we're trying to look for a chance to make a difference, maybe to be productive, Father, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit, that you would guide us in the wisdom and the knowledge that we need. Give us an opportunity to grow closer to you and a chance to connect deeper with family, with neighbors and friends, whether that's on a walk or over the phone. So, Father, I pray that as we devote time to you during this quarantine, that you would prepare us for a great work coming out of this and that you would do great things in our community. So, Father, fill us, equip us, and guide us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.